In the U.S. Senate, the margin is 51-49, Republicans to Democrats. In the upcoming election, there are a handful of Senate races that are too close to call. The outcome of any one of those races could determine who controls the Senate in the next Congress. The battle in Oklahoma to succeed retiring Republican Don Nichols is one of them. Democrat Brad Carson, a young congressman from eastern Oklahoma, is running against Tom Coburn, a former congressman. Coburn was part of the Gingrich Revolution during his short tenure in the House. He's also a medical doctor. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
It's 7 p.m., and the main auditorium at the University of Central Oklahoma is packed, standing room only for a televised debate. This extremely close race between Tom Coburn and Brad Carson has this state buzzing, and it doesn't take long before Carson starts ripping into the Republican.
I often tell people on the campaign trail, it's true. We've sent people to Washington, D.C. when they got there, they didn't do enough for us. But we've never sent anybody to Washington, D.C. who made doing nothing for us their platform. But that's what Tom Coburn is doing tonight.
Carson is attacking Coburn's view that it's not the role of the federal government to try to solve Oklahoma's many problems. For Coburn, deficit spending is the real threat to the country's future, and he pounds away on Brad Carson as a typical Democrat.
It's very interesting, the assumption that the government creates jobs. They don't. Capital creates jobs. Private business creates jobs. The very idea, this shows a very great difference between myself and Brad. He thinks the government is the answer for our problems in job development. I don't believe government creates any jobs.
Tom Coburn is a 56-year-old obstetrician from Muskogee, a deeply committed social conservative. In a state full of conservative politicians, nobody gets to the right of Tom Coburn. He has grassroots evangelical support throughout rural Oklahoma, and in this state, that's a broad base.
Good to see you as well.
Hello.
How are you, ma'am? Thanks for being here.
I'm Jill Dudley. I'm from Moore.
Oh, very good. Thank you for being here.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you for being
fan.
Up.
Very good.
You still teaching Moore?
39-year-old Brad Carson is an up-and-coming Democrat. Out in front of the state capitol, he's working a group of public school teachers at an education event.
For where? Which school?
Central Junior High.
Oh, is that right? Mm-hmm. No, very good. That's a good school district.
It is.
By national standards, Brad Carson would probably be considered a moderate to conservative Democrat. For example, he gets an A from the National Rifle Association, and he broke with his fellow Democrats in Congress to vote for President Bush's tax cuts. But he also supports abortion rights and says that if elected, he will battle to bring more federal money to Oklahoma.
I'm committed to fighting for Oklahoma, fighting for our needs here, whether it's farmers, whether it's seniors, whether it's for roads. For Tom, those are not his issues. He doesn't care about what's happening here in the state. He thinks it's about going to Washington, D.C. and changing the culture of the land.
Tom Coburn does want to change the culture in Washington, D.C., particularly the spending culture. Coburn argues the runaway deficit spending has got to stop, even if that means no extra money for Oklahoma. Coburn believes that saddling the coming generations with a monstrous load of debt is immoral. In a recent debate with Carson on NBC's Meet the Press, Coburn drove the point home.
We do have a battle for our culture, and that battle is good versus evil. Is it good for us, Tim, to spend away the standard of living of our kids and give them something different than the heritage that was left to this country, where we have a history of sacrifice and service?
The trouble for Coburn is that Brad Carson is taking Coburn's stand on deficit spending and using it like a club. Oklahoma is a donor state. It pays more in federal taxes than it gets back from Washington. Its teacher salaries are 48th in the nation, and Oklahoma's roads and bridges are crumbling to dust. 88% are now rated undesirable. Many voters in Oklahoma are fed up, and that's a problem for Tom Coburn, because his focus is on ending the deficit, not spending billions more rebuilding Oklahoma's lousy highways. Nevertheless, Coburn can give as good as he gets.
How liberal is Brad Carson? He's voted against President Bush's positions more often than John Kerry. And Carson says we should give amnesty to illegal immigrants. That's dangerously liberal.
For the last 2 weeks, Coburn has blitzed the Oklahoma airwaves with ads like this. And like that, Carson's slight lead disappeared. Carson had moved ahead by doing to Coburn exactly what Coburn is now trying to do to him, label him an extremist. And the Republican candidate has helped Carson along in this endeavor. At one campaign stop, Coburn said he not only wanted to change the nation's abortion laws, but that any doctor who broke those laws should then be put to death. At another event, he inexplicably warned of rampant lesbianism in Oklahoma's public schools. But the worst political damage has come out of a controversy involving one of Coburn's former patients. Angela Plummer accused Coburn of sterilizing her without her permission during an emergency surgical procedure 14 years before. She was a minor at the time. The controversy took on additional momentum when reporters began raising questions about whether Coburn had committed Medicaid fraud on the bills he'd submitted for her surgery. Dr. Coburn's staff declined NPR's request for an interview, but on Meet the Press, he was forced to answer Tim Russert's questions about the incident.
The Dewey County Record in Oklahoma said this: "It is Dr. Coburn's words that are haunting him in this case. The facts clearly show that he knew he was doing something inappropriate by asking the young woman to keep quiet. By omitting a procedure on the Medicaid reimbursement form, Dr. Coburn put his own medical credibility, leadership, and actions into doubt by attempting to cover it up."
Inaccurate. In the middle of the night, I got up and saved this young woman's life. She asked me, and her mother asked me, on the way to the operating room to make sure it didn't happen again.
She says she did not give permission, and
I know
there was no written consent.
Well, but there was an oral consent, and there was testimony and depositions to that fact.
But you did not put in for billing, and you told her not to talk about it?
No, you don't put it in for billing.
Why did you tell her not to talk about it?
Because I want her to have her bills paid for. I wasn't worried about mine.
This Senate race is so close that the latest polls contradict each other. One has Democrat Brad Carson with a 3-point lead. The other has Republican Tom Coburn with a 5-point lead. With control of the U.S. Senate perhaps hanging in the balance, the one thing that is certain is that on November 2nd, the nation's eyes will be on Oklahoma. Wade Goodwin, NPR News.